Sheltered by the nearby communal forest, Buyi stands on the outskirts of Peidot to the west and the Tuar Plain with its vast expanses of cereal crop farmland to the east and north. Buyi is a tranquil place, complete with traditional houses. Popular with lovers of the great outdoors, it boasts stunning tree-lined hills, picturesque, peaceful footpaths, including the Sentier de Mouton, or Sheep Trail, and the Cite de Montaigu nearby. Its history dates back to the Gallo-Roman era, when it was known as Bouliacum, or the village where Bullius lives. Bullius was presumably someone of particular importance at the time. The Via Agrippa, a famous Roman road, marks the commune's eastern boundary. In feudal times, Buyi was controlled by the Counts of Champagne and various religious orders. There was once a castle overlooking the Cite de Montaigu, where residents of Buyi and the surrounding communes would have kept guard and performed manual work. The castle enjoyed mixed fortunes and was demolished at the order of Charles VII shortly after the signature of the Treaty of Troyes on the 3rd of June 1420. The area is steeped in myth. Legend has it that the Cher Saleh, the ferocious winged dragon of Troyes, lived on Mont Doux, close to the village. An oversized well marks the point where the dragon would rise up to the surface from hell. This pretty village features several historical buildings. The Latin cross-shaped church, dedicated to Saint Laurent, was built in the 16th century and became a listed historical monument in 1909. The interior features many notable pieces, including a 16th century oak altarpiece depicting the life of Saint Nicolas, plus a magnificent multicoloured limestone statue of Saint Marguerite, one of the most prominent pieces of Champagne region sculpture. The original brick washhouse, built in 1861, still stands in the centre of the village. It was a hub of everyday life, especially for local women, right through until the middle of the 20th century. It has now been converted into a plant room. A short distance away is the present-day town hall, built between 1880 and 1882. The building is typical of 19th-century town hall architecture during the Republican period. The war memorial, commemorating those who fell in the First World War, stands in front of the town hall.